Personal Gender Pronouns, PGPs. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. It's a common quote from the Sopranos TV series. It was said when mafia members thought they were legal, but then they had to break the law again. Well, maybe as an advanced English learner, you think you've already learned and mastered English pronouns. You know, those small grammar words like he and she that replace proper nouns like David and Sarah. Now, if you check a grammar book, you'll see them labelled as feminine and masculine pronouns. However, the LGBTQ plus community are using new pronouns these days, which they feel more able to identify with. Whether or not you decide to use these pronouns, and please note you may cause offence if you don't, we think you should at least be aware of what they are and who they refer to. So, for those of you who are not familiar, here's a short list. They, them, theirs. For example, Alex ate their pizza because they were hungry. This is quite a common gender-neutral pronoun, and it can be used in the singular. The singular they is not a new concept to English speakers. In fact, I often use it myself. This singular they is often used if we don't know who we are talking about. For example, who sent you the email? What did they want? Here. For example, Alex ate here pizza because Z was hungry. Z is pronounced Z, and it can be spelled Z-E, Z-I-E, or X-E. Z replaces she, he, and they. Here is pronounced like the word here, and it replaces her, hers, him, his, they, and theirs. Per, and pers. For example, Alex ate per pizza because per were hungry. Think of this one as a shortened version of person. It, and its. For example, Alex ate its pizza because it was hungry. I was really surprised to read that it and its were acceptable to be used for people. I've only ever used them to refer to animals and inanimate objects. However, apparently, as long as you're not misgendering someone by using it and its, these are all valid pronouns for someone to use. Okay, now that you've memorized those pronouns, you shouldn't cause any offense, correct? Well, not so fast. Some people also use more than one set of pronouns. They could prefer a combination of they and she, or they, them, theirs, or she, her, hers. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. When someone uses multiple sets of pronouns, it could mean that they are okay with either one being used, or that they accept both, but they may have a preference towards one set or another. A person of any gender can use multiple sets of pronouns, so it might be better to just ask. Of course, probably the easiest thing to do is to use the person's name. Alex ate Alex's food because Alex was hungry. This avoids offence, and it's what I'll probably do if ever I'm in a situation where I'm not sure what pronoun to use.